those of us who are fortunate enough to have followed contemporary music or to know those people involved in it have become aware that there's a very marked change since, I would say, since the early 50s in the attitude of composers toward what they, first of all, toward what they feel a piece of music is and what can happen in a piece of music. Well, this is an international phenomenon. It didn't, to my knowledge, it didn't start in any particular place, but one can see it happening all over the world, even for instance in Japan. And it's characterized, for instance, by the advent of magnetic tape, which has influenced us in ways that we don't even know yet. For instance, with magnetic tape, the whole field of acoustical knowledge, which was discovered in the last century, and which for so many years composers felt had no relationship to them whatsoever. When magnetic tape came into existence and people started to work with it, all this knowledge became very, very pertinent to them, and it's now even becoming very pertinent to the composers themselves. Also, for instance, this change in attitude is marked by different compositional methods. For instance, chance methods, or the use of statistical theory, or the theory of groups, as is used in Europe.